好不好？我们先有一些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们继续把我们的时间交在主你的手中。
Lord, we continue to lift this time into your hand.
主，求你自己再一次恩待我们。
May you continue to once again bless us.
主，你自己与我们说话。
May you speak to us.
主，你和我们同在。
May you be with us.
我们感谢你再一次给我们机会在奉你的名聚集。
We thank you for giving us the opportunity to gather again in your name.
我们就把一切交在主你的手中，仰望主继续，真是继续帮助我们。
And we give everything into your hands, and we look to you to help us.
让我们能够有一点点体会主你自己的心肠。
May we just understand a bit about your heart.
我们感谢仰望靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We thank you and look towards you in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 谢主，给我们有这个机会再一次聚集。
And thanks the Lord for giving us the opportunity to gather here again.
我也个人也感谢弟兄姐妹有给我这个机会。
And I also want to thank brothers and sisters for giving me this opportunity.
记得上一次是在去年七月的时候。
I remember the last time was in July of last year.
我们每一周在一起擘饼纪念主的时候。
So when we gather every week to come before the Lord's table.
我们实在知道主亲自与我们同坐席。
We know that He sits with us.
他既设立了饼杯。为了要我们常常纪念他。
And he has prepared this table for us so that we can remember him.
就好像刚刚在诗歌里面有提到，虽然没有办法亲眼看见他。
Just like on the hymn we sang that, although we cannot see him.
但是我们实在知道，在我们灵里面，我们知道他与我们有交通。
But we know that in the spirit that we have fellowship with him.
我们也盼望在座如果还不在这个交通里面的朋友。
For the friends who are not yet in this fellowship,
我们也求主，也相信主会恩待我们在座的每一位。
Ask the Lord to be gracious to all of us.
要不然我们没有办法坐在这里。
If not, otherwise we would not be able to be sitting here.
因为在这样的天气，我们竟然有那么一批人愿意在一起敬拜我们那位创造宇宙万物的主。
Because in this kind of weather, there's a group of people who's willing to come here and gather for the Lord who created heaven and earth.
这是何等大的见证。
How great this testimony is.
这不是我们可以做的。
This is not something that we can do on our own.
如果不是那位爱我们的神自己感动我们这么早的起床然后到这里来。
If it is not for the God who loves us, who has moved us to get up early in the morning to be gathered here.
是来找我们人的盼望来讲，我们情愿待在家里面。
By ourselves, we probably just want to stay home.
但是我们在一起见证，我们实在那位神更多的吸引我们。
But we testify that that Lord attracts us day by day even more so.
没有比这个更美好。
And there's nothing more beautiful than this.
所以我们愿意聚在他的面前。
So therefore, we're willing to gather here before him.
我们在这里弟兄有一点的交通。
Let me have a bit of sharing here.
并不是我比各位好到哪里。
Well, it is not because I am better than everyone else.
我们只是在主里面有一点的交通。
But I just have a bit of sharing.
我记得在刚刚过的是哦，我们新年刚刚过，跟大家说新年快乐。
So we just had New Year. So Happy New Year to you.
那马上旧历年要来了。
And then the Chinese New Year is coming.
去年十二月三十一号在宾州一个弟兄家。
So last year, December 31st, I was at a brother's house in Pennsylvania.
我们经过了一个很大的一个玉米田。
We passed by this very big cornfield.
里面差不多我想上百只的燕子在那，大雁那种。
There are a lot of geese around.
我真的奇怪，他们怎么会在这里
？I was puzzled why they were there.
往南飞好像。有点晚了，因为冬天已经来了。
If they're flying towards the south, it's a bit late because winter is already here.
如果往北飞，他们也晚了，因为北边更冷。
If they're flying towards north, it's much colder up there.
常常最近这几年看见燕子飞来飞去，实在搞不清楚他们在往南飞，往北飞。
So these years when we see the geese flying around, we don't know whether they're flying north or south.
实在我们知道神借着各样信让我们知道 主要来日子近了。
But through all things, God has shown us that His coming is near.
他的脚步越来越近。
And His footsteps are much closer.
那刚刚那首尼弟兄那一首诗歌里面
，In the hymn we just sang around from Brother Nee,
他说好像看不见什么迹象。
He says, although we can't see some signs.
我想在这么短短几十年里面，我们看见迹象越来越清楚。
But in these past couple of years, we see more and more signs.
我们那位圣洁公义的神，他很快就要来救。
Our holy and righteous God is coming.
有的人说我们人的一生只做两件事情。
Some people said that in our entire life we do two things.
一件事情就是等待。
And the first is to wait.
我们常常在等待。
We're constantly in waiting.
我们这一生有可能花一半的时间都在等待某一样。
We spend half of our life just waiting for one thing or another.
然后那个人说除了等待另外一件事情就是后悔。
And besides waiting, the other things we regret.
所以我们等待然后又后悔。
So we wait and then we regret.
然后它的结果就是都来不及了。
And eventually is
the result.
The result is we miss out.
但是我们知道我们在这里也在等待。
But we know that here we're waiting as well.
但是求主帮助我们，不是在后悔中，我们乃在预备之中。
Thank the Lord that we're not in regret, but rather in preparation.
我们在一起预备主的再来。
We're preparing together as a whole for His coming.
那在这里，我在这里就跟在跟弟兄姐妹在交通我以前所交通的题目。
So let me share again a bit about the topic I shared in the past.
所以主在我心中的负担实在是这么的沉重。
And although His burden in my heart is so tremendous.
我们感谢主让我有这个机会再一次在交通这样的负担。
And I thank Him for giving me an opportunity to again share this burden with you.
在哥林多前书一章九节里面说。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 9 it says.
他说神是信实的，你们原是被他所召，好与他儿子我们的主耶稣基督一同得份。
It says God is faithful by whom you have been called into the fellowship of His Son Jesus Christ our Lord.
主要或者他在英文里面他说。我们乃是与我们的主耶稣基督有交通。
In the English, it speaks of the fellowship with His Son.
就是有关系。
It's to have some kind of relationship with Him.
这是我们人神给我们的一个恩典。
This is a blessing that He has given to us.
照人来讲，我们这个人的光景我们自己知道。
On our own, we know how we are.
但是神实在恩待我们。
But He's truly gracious to us.
他盼望我们跟那位圣洁公义、满有全能的主发生关系。
He hopes that we have a relationship with the righteous, holy, and the Almighty God.
要我们要常常跟他有交通。
So that we can have fellowship with Him constantly.
这是一个恩典。
This is a blessing.
你知道在今天的世代里面。
You know, in today's world.
有人统计。
Someone took, did some numbers.
他说我们父母亲跟儿女之间的交通有人统计只有从8到15分钟在一天里面。
They did a study and survey that the time that a parent spent with children is about 8 to 12 minutes.
我们做父母亲的我们常常如何我们是不是常常跟我们儿女之间有交通
Do we have a good relationship with our children?
在今天世代里面人与人之间的交通越来越少。
In today's world, you know, people don't have a lot of relationship with other people. They don't react.
我们以前还写写信。
In the past, we used to write letters.
然后后来我们开始写 email.
And now we write emails.
然后写 text message.
Then we do text message.
然后 text message 里面有时候加一些符号，而且还缩写。
And then text message, we have some punctuations and some shorthands.
有时候小孩子来一个。小孩子都不太喜欢跟我讲话，电话里面。
And up to a point that children probably don't really want to talk to me on the phone anymore.
他们就说要用 text message.
And they just text message.
每天非常的忙，在那里哒哒哒哒哒一直打。
And every day they would just constantly text messaging.
但是我都没有收到他的 text message.
But I didn't get any of the text message.
可能他在大学，他以前大学的时候还可以常常有的时候还打电话。
So when they went to college, sometimes they call.
就是太忙了。
But now they're too busy.
Text message 也越来越短。
And then the text message gets shorter and shorter.
接下来说，我很好 ，I'm good, thanks.
And now it just comes down to I'm good and thank you.
然后再来就是 I'm good.
And then just shortens down to I am good.
那可能以后可能就只有给我来一个笑脸。
And then in the future it'll probably just become a smiley face.
或一个悲伤的脸。
Or, you know, unhappy face, sad face.
但是这就是今天的光景。
So this is what it's like today.
人与人之间的交通这么的转少,
there's less communications between people.
但是我们的神竟然愿意跟我们交通,
but God wants to have a fellowship with us.
这是我们的恩典,
this is a blessing to us.
但是我们要常常好像, 时间一久我们好像又冷淡下来,
but over time, we may become cold towards him.
我们表现不出来那种跟神有交通的那种光景。
We don't really show that we have a constant fellowship with him anymore.
我们才知道这位神真的很好。
We know our God is very good.
但是我们心中的火就好像没有再跟以前一样。
But it seems as if we're cold towards him. We don't really have this passion inside of us anymore.
我记得昨天在跟我女儿吃中餐。
Yesterday I was having lunch with my daughter.
我每天早上都吃麦片加，就礼拜六礼拜天就有麦片加。 小鱼干跟海带。
So every on Saturday mornings I have oatmeal with anchovy and seaweed.
只有礼拜六、礼拜天有机会可以吃。
So only on Saturdays I have this opportunity.
我非常喜欢吃。
I love to eat that.
因为我早上我很早起来我就吃完。So
in the morning I wake up very early and have it.
然后我姐妹又帮我煮了一碗。
And my wife makes another bowl for me.
她煮的比较好吃。
And she makes it much better than me.
但是我才吃过了。
But I already ate.
所以我就留到中午吃,
so I saved it till for lunch.
然后我因为懒我就没有把它加热。
So at lunchtime I was a little lazy, so I didn't warm it up.
结果我跟我女儿他们就在一起吃中餐。
So I was having lunch with my daughter.
他们准备他们的, 我吃我的。
And they were having theirs and I was eating mine.
我就吃那个麦片。
I was eating the oatmeal.
我是很喜欢吃。
I really like to eat it.
然后我在那边吃。
So I was eating it.
我跟他们说这个麦片很好吃。
And I told them that this is really good.
因为我希望他们有机会他们也可以吃。
So I was hoping that they have the opportunity to try it.
然后他们就笑我。
So they laughed at me.
他说真的好吃吗?
They said, is it really that good?
因为他们看我的脸, 他们脸看起来就不是很好吃。
And then they looked at me and they said, you don't look like you're enjoying it very much.
因为我皱着眉头在那里吃那个冷的麦片。
Because I was all very serious and very focused on eating this cold oatmeal.
我心里面真的很喜欢吃。
But inside I'm really enjoying it.
但是我的脸表现出来的就是不好吃的样子。
But perhaps my expression didn't show that how much I was enjoying.
我嘴巴说好吃。
I was just saying how much I liked it.
但实在感觉不出来。
But there was no feeling for that.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常在生活中是不是常常也是这样子？
Sometimes in our life it's like this as well.
我们跟我们的儿女说我们爱你。
We tell our children that, you know, I love you.
我们告诉弟兄姐妹说我们爱弟兄姐妹。
We tell the brothers and sisters that I love you. I love you.
但是我们心里面那个火已经好像没有。
But in our heart, it doesn't seem we have that kind of a passion or you know, feeling coming out.
我想最主要是我们跟那位神的交通有点中断。
But what's more important is that we seem to have temporary severing of our relationship, fellowship with God.
所以我们没有那个神的爱在我们里面，所以我们就失去了我们对人之间的爱。
Maybe temporarily we didn't have the love of God in us, so that our love, we don't exactly express love towards others.
因为神从创世以前，神就有一个心意，他实在是爱着世上的人。
So even before he created heaven and earth, he loved us.
他寻找和人之间有交通。
And he wanted to desire to have a fellowship with man.
他爱他的独生爱子主耶稣基督。He
loved his only son, our Lord Jesus.
他也创造了人。And
he also created man.
但是人犯了罪。But
man sinned.
失去了跟神之间可以有的交通。And
no longer has this fellowship with him.
人的灵好像死了一般。And
man's soul as if its spirit has died.
我们虽然有灵有魂，我们虽然有身体有魂，但是我们的灵和神中断。
Although we have a body and a soul, but our spirit has died towards God.
所以神失去了和人之间可以有的正常交通。
And there's no longer a normal relationship between man and God.
所以在旧约里面，神要借着一些先知，在一些王的身上，借着一些属他的儿女、等候他的儿女的人的。 身上彰显出来和人之间有那么一点点的交通。
So in the Old Testament, we see that through the prophets, through some certain people who are dedicated to him, through his children, through God's people, that he showed that there is still a possibility of a relationship with him.
所以在那么长的时间里面，神在那里寻找，在那里等待，也在那里说话。
And through all that period of time, God sought after these people, and God waited.
但是总是借着那么一少部分的人，稍微能够彰显一点他自己的荣耀。
And through these very small group of people, that he is able to show his glory.
直到有一天，他又等了400年以后。
Till one day that he has waited 400 years.
在400年里面，神几乎400年里面，神几乎不说话。
And in this 400 years, God did not speak at all.
你知道，有时候。我自己有点感觉。
Sometimes I feel.
我实在是爱我的儿女。
That I truly love my children.
有时候我给他气的，实在是不快要，不知道该怎么办。
But sometimes I get so upset at them that I don't know what to do.
我只能做一件事情。
I can only do one thing.
不要跟他讲话。
And that is to not talk to them for a while.
实在是没有办法跟他讲话。
I just can't talk to them.
但是我还是爱着他。
But I still love them.
但是我实在是没有办法跟他讲话。
I just can't talk to them that time.
我不知道是不是神是不是有一点这样的心。
I don't know if God is a bit like this.
在那里等待，等待。
That he's waiting and waiting.
在四百年以后。
Till 400 years later.
有这么一些属他的儿女在那里等待。
And that there is a group of people who's still waiting for him.
他找到了。
And he's found these his children.
玛丽。
Mary.
约翰、约瑟、
Joseph，
还有一些等候他的儿女们
，and other people who are also waiting for him，
施洗约翰
，John the Baptist，
他可以让神来使用的一个器皿
，He is a vessel that can be used by God，
用着这些弟兄姐妹，主耶稣就降生在这世上
，and using these brothers and sisters， our Lord Jesus came to this place，
也因着主耶稣基督在这世界上33年半。
And because he was here for 33 and a half years,
这么短的时间里面,
such a short time,
其实在中间, 他可以就直接升天了,
he could have easily just ascended in the middle of all of that.
他可以做许多的神迹,
he could have done so many miracles,
但是他不做,
but he didn't.
当然他做了一点,
of course he did some miracles,
还许多人还是不了解,
but there's still a lot of people who did not know him.
但是他借着他自己在他十字架的救恩。
But by himself and by his salvation on the cross,
他恢复了人跟神之间的交通。
He restored the fellowship between man and God.
当我们信主的人，我们知道。
So for us believers, we know.
我们不需要再透过第三个人。
That we no longer need someone else.
中间我们跟神之间再也没有间隔。
We don't need a third party between us. There's no divide anymore.
我们每一个人都有这个资格到主面前。
Everyone has the opportunity can just the right, the privilege to come before God.
因为圣灵在我们心中里面，我们可以大声的呼喊，他是我们的阿爸父。
Because the Holy Spirit is in us, and therefore we can just cry out to Him, Abba Father.
我们这个人虽然在地上，但是我们的地位是在天上。
Although we're still living on earth, but we're heavenly bound.
我想神也有一个盼望。
I think God has a hope.
神不单要我们这个人。
He does not just want us.
神要一批人。
He wants a whole group of people.
神要带主耶稣要带众子进入他的荣耀里面。
He wants to take all of his children and enter into his glory.
我们这些人如何能够联合在一起？
And how can we all be together?
人不为己，天诛地灭。我们为了我们自己，常常我们是为自己而活。
A lot of times we live for ourselves.
我们怎么能够在一起呢？
But how can we be together for the corporate?
但是当我们有神的灵在我们里面的时候，
But of course if we have the Spirit of God,
我们知道一切都成为可能。
We know all things is possible.
因为他是那位造我们的主。
For he is the God who created us.
所以我们在一起见证他。
So we testify together.
所以我今天我还在交通在约翰一书里面。
So today's sharing is in First John.
让这位老弟兄他写的这本书在末世的世代为着末世的世代写的这一本书。
So this old brother wrote this book for the end times.
常常好像就圣经就好像一封信，神乃神。借着弟兄姐妹写了一封信来告诉我们。
And this is just as if it's like a letter to the brothers and sisters. it's an epistle.
在这本书里面提到的四个目的。
So in this book it mentions there's four purposes.
他第一个他叫我们，他写他说他将这句话写给我们，叫我们的喜乐能够充足。
So the first is it says that these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
他写这些话要告诉我们，叫我们不犯罪。
And these things are written so that you will not sin.
他写这些话，叫我们是指那些引诱我们的人说的。
And these are this is written concerning those who lead us astray.
他写这些话告诉我们这些信主耶稣基督的人，我们有盼望，有永生。
And this is written to those who trust in the Lord that there's a hope of eternal life.
他也提醒我们，这里面有四个坦然无惧在这个世上生活。
And there's also four boldness, these points that he mentioned.
他告诉我们要住在主里面，这样他若显现的时候，我们就可以坦然无惧。
First is that we will abide in him so that he will manifest, that he may be manifested.
当他来的时候，我们不会惭愧。
And that that we will not be put to shame when he comes.
他告诉我们，在这世上，如果我们的心不责备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧。
And that if our heart does not condemn us, we can be bold towards him, towards God.
他告诉我们，如果我们在神的爱里面，我们就可以在审判日子里面坦然无惧。
And that if we are in love, then on the day of judgment, we can be bold.
他告诉我们，如果我们照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And there is boldness in that we can ask him whatever we need. He will hear us.
但我在思考里面，实在当我们在交通，在神交通，彼此之间的交通，我们实在有四个方面。
And in our fellowship with God, there's also four points.
第一方面是讲到生命之间的交通。
The first is a fellowship in life.
因着有生命的关系，所以我们有交通。
Because there's a relationship in life, there's fellowship.
我感谢主，前几个礼拜，上一个月我有机会回台湾。
Last month I had the opportunity to go back to Taiwan.
五年多以后。
It's the first time in 5 years.
我这次回台湾应该有七个墓要扫。
There were seven tombs I had to visit. Seven.
只去了五个，实在是没有办法。
So I only went to visited five.
有一次我们要去看我父母，同时我回去陪我父母亲，盼望。
And also to spend some time with my parents. So once I went with my parents to visit one of the graves.
我们换了五趟车才到那个墓地的那个小镇。
We changed the bus five times before we got to the graveyard.
实在是有点累啊。
Although it was really tiring.
那除了车站，我们实在盼望说有一个计程车我们可以坐。So
once we got off the bus, we were hoping to find a taxi we can get on.
常常那个计程车不太愿意跑，因为那个墓很高，那山在山上面。
So they didn't really like to go to those places because it's really high up on the mountains.
所以我们感谢主，一下火车的时候，那个车站就只有一个计程车在那里等着。
So there was only one taxi waiting there by the bus stop.
那个司机还在那里吃中餐,
and the taxi driver was eating lunch.
所以你知道我们去，你知道不太愿意跑，所以我们一般都会准备饮料。So
we prepared drinks and what things to thank him.
所以我们就上了计程车.
So we got on.
他愿意跑.
We got onto the taxi and he's willing to go to the cemetery.
所以上去的时候。 我们就很感，我自己是很感谢主，心里面。So
once we got on the taxi, we thanked the Lord.
然后我父亲坐前面，在跟那个司机稍微聊天，因为我们要差不多走二十几分钟的山路。So
my father was chit-chatting with the taxi driver because we have to walk for 20 minutes or so afterwards.
结果那个司机说，问我父亲问他父亲的情形。So
my dad asked the taxi driver his dad's situation.
他告诉我们说，他父亲已经八十几岁了。And
he tells us that his father is already 80 years old.
他来，他信主信 信神有许多年。
And he has trusted in the Lord for many, many years.
然后最近身体不太好。
And recently he's not very healthy.
所以他礼拜天的时候都是从他四楼背着他父亲到楼下去参加聚会。
So every Sunday, the taxi driver would carry his father from the fourth floor to go downstairs to gather.
居然会再把他四楼再背他上。
For Sunday worship, and then afterwards to bring him upstairs.
Oh, 我们好高兴哦。
We're so overjoyed.
原来这是一个弟兄。
Because this is a brother.
然后我父亲说，哎，我们也是信主的。
And so my father explained to him that we're also believers.
他说我知道。
And he says, we know. I know.
他说他感觉出来。
Because he says he felt it.
所以我们在那沿路，我们非常的交通的非常的畅通。
So all the way, we had very good fellowship.
我们谈到聚会的情形。
We talk about worship.
我们谈到主耶稣要来。
We talk about His coming.
谈到我们的盼望。
We talk about our hope.
所以我们非常感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
你知道在台湾的环境里面，有时候这方面的碰到弟兄姐妹的那种感觉很少。
You know, in Taiwan, it's very, it's not very frequent to see a brother.
因为他们信主人数是那么的少。
Because there are not very many Christians in Taiwan.
但是主给我们这个机会，在那个环境里面遇见了我们的弟兄。
And so, God really gave us opportunity to run into this brother in Christ.
所以我们有那个生命之间的交通。
So we have this relationship in life.
自然我们回台湾的时候，我还有参加一个聚会。
When I was in Taiwan, I also went to a worship meeting.
虽然第一次去，但是我们有那生命之间的交通。
Although it's the first time I visited that place, but we have a relationship.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在一起也是那个生命之间，因着主的关系，我们生命之间的交通。
And amongst ourselves, we also have a relationship because of our Lord Christ.
第二方面
，the second，
讲到陪伴性的交通。
Second is a companionship.
我们需要我们彼此做陪伴。
We need each other.
同时主也在其中一直在陪伴我。
And in the same time, the Lord is also with us.
我记得当我信主要受浸的那一天。
I remember the day I was being baptized.
那天晚上主就跟我说一句话。
The night before, the Lord said something to me.
他就在约书亚书，他对约书亚说了那句话。
He said to Joshua, is the phrase, words he said to Joshua.
他说你不要惊惶，不要害怕，因为无论你往哪里去，主耶和华必与你同在。
Do not be afraid, because no matter where you go, the Lord Jehovah will be with you.
第二天，就当天早上，主又同样跟我说同样的话。
And that day, the morning, the Lord also said the same thing to me.
不要惊惶，不要惧怕，因为无论你往哪里去，主耶和华必与你同在。
Do not be afraid, wherever you go, the Lord Jehovah will be with you.
二十几年下来。
After 20 or so years,
只有我离开主，主没有离开过。
Only I have left the Lord, but the Lord has never left me.
我记得有一次，接受一个手术。
I had a surgery.
前一天必须要不能吃东西。
The day before, I cannot eat anything.
当天早上我必须要去医院动手术。
And the morning, I needed to go to the hospital for the surgery.
本来想说大概还有力量可以走。
I thought that I had some strength in me to walk.
就我发现怎么才一天不吃饭，好像整个人就没办法。
But I feel that as if I can't walk anymore just after one day of not eating.
所以一个弟兄就开车来带我们家，带我父亲、我姐妹还有我弟弟一起去。
So a brother drove over and picked us up, my dad, me and my brother.
所以我们到医院以后，我身上所有的东西必须要拿下来。
And once we got to the hospital, I need to take everything off.
我没有耳环，我没有耳环不可以戴。
I don't have a earring.
如果你假牙可以拿下来，都要拿下来。
If you have you know your teeth fillings, that those need to be taken out as well.
那当然戒指要拿下来。
Of course, you have to take off your rings.
所以我现在都没有戴戒指。
So that's why I don't even wear a ring anymore.
身上所有的东西通通要拿掉。
So everything on me, I had to take it off.
所以只身上一件医院给的外袍。
And I'm dressed in you know the hospital gown.
我们在那边等候动手术。
So I was waiting for the operation.
然后护士就推个推车过来，轮椅。
And the nurse pushed over a wheelchair.
所以我在轮椅上，因为要动手术的人必须要用轮椅推，我不知道为什么。
So I don't know why, but people who have operations need to sit in a wheelchair, so they.
大概怕站不住脚。
So maybe afraid that you can't stand up.
所以我就上了轮椅。
So I got on the wheelchair.
我就必须跟我的妻子、跟我父亲、跟我弟弟、跟我的弟兄说再见。
So I said goodbye to my dad, my parents, my wife, my brothers.
当我一转身要往手术房去的时候
，And when I turn around to go towards the operating room,
主跟我说
，The Lord said to me,
你什么都没有了。
You have nothing.
你只有主。
You only have the Lord.
只有主与我同在。
Only the Lord is with you.
我们有那么一天，我们所有东西都必须放下。
So there will be one day when we'll need to lay down everything.
只有主与我们同在。
Only the Lord will be with us.
包括我手术结束，在加护病房，第二天早上起来，其实晚上清醒了以后。
So the morning after the operation and I was resting in.
我第一句话跟护士讲说，我要找我的家人。
And when I woke up that night, I said to the nurse, I want to find my family.
这就是为什么主要把弟兄姐妹、把家人摆在我们的身边。
This is why the Lord places our brothers and sisters and families around us.
主知道我们是多么的软弱。
Because he knows how weak we are.
我们需要我们的弟兄姐妹在我们的身边。
We need our brothers and sisters next to us.
第三个交通是承担性的交通。
The third is a partnership.
弟兄姐妹，我们在一起交通乃是互相的承担。
When we have fellowship with each other, it's a partnership.
我们可以所以可以之所以能够住在这里，因为有弟兄姐妹在外面服事上的承担。
We can sit here because there are other brothers and sisters serving outside of here.
我们需要有一个承担性的交通。
We need to have partnership with each other.
第四个交通是那个有那个牧者，就是牧者新的交通。
And the last is a shepherdship.
你知道，当我们在一起到一个程度的时候
，When we are together up to a certain point,
我们的心应该跟主耶稣的心是一样。
Our heart should be in line with our Lord's.
因为主耶稣的心就是那牧人的心。
Because his heart is the heart of a shepherd.
他知道那个羊的软弱。
He knows the weakness of the sheep.
他知道我们的软弱。
He knows our weaknesses.
我们在一起也能够彼此互相好像有那个牧羊的心在我们中间。
But between amongst ourselves, we should also have this a heart of a shepherd.
就好像使徒保罗他说的。
For example, just like Paul said,
使徒保罗为着弟兄姐妹愿意再受那个生产之苦。
Apostle Paul is willing to suffer the pain of labor for the brothers and sisters.
在这一点，我想也就姐妹能够有点体会。
So I think probably brothers and sisters have some experience in this.
在主保罗愿意在肉身上补满那个基督患难的缺欠。The leg of the suffer of Jesus Christ.
Paul was willing to suffer. Yeah. To suffer the suffering of Jesus.
因为主在世上，他愿意在那里等候这个教会的成熟。
Because he is willing to wait for the church, the body of Christ, to mature.
所以保罗承担那个成熟的等待。
So he waited. He waited patiently for this maturity.
成熟的建立。
He waited for the foundation, this edifying, this building up.
当基督成型在我们心里的时候，就是我们成熟的时候，教会成熟的时候。
When Christ becomes mature in our heart, that's when the church becomes mature.
所以，我要进入到今天我真正要交通的地方。
So let me start talk about what I really wanted to share today.
这是在约翰一书里面第五六七三节。
This is in First John chapter one verse five and six.
我就念给大家，说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。这是我们从主所看见又报给你们的信息。我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行。就是说谎话，不行真理了。我们若在黑暗光明中行， 如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
当然在之后他说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺的，真理不在我们里面。
And he says that if we claim we're without sin, then we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
他说，如果我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
And verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins.
我们如果说我们没有犯过罪，便是以神为说谎的，真理也不在我们里面。
If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
罪是要我们首先对付的。
Sin is something we must deal with first.
其实我们也不能做什么。
In truth, we can't really do anything about it.
如果我们不相信主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪，
if we don't,
我们没有办法在罪的事情上面得到解决。
If we do not believe that his death cleanses of our sin, then there's really nothing we can possibly do about sin.
他说，如果有人犯罪，在神那里我们有一位中保，就是耶稣基督，他为我们的罪做了挽回祭。
And so,
第二节。
And in verse 2, he says that we have,
第二节。
Oh, and he says that, in verse 2, that Jesus atoning sacrifice for us, and not only ours, but also for the sins of the whole world.
不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪。
Not only for our sins, but also for the entire world.
我们感谢主，我们的罪得到了赦免。
We thank the Lord that our sins has been forgiven.
我们有一个出路。
We have an escape route.
A way out.
我们能够跟那位神在灵上的交通。And we can have fellowship with God.
我们这必朽坏的身体有一天会成为不朽坏。
And our corruptible body one day will become incorruptible.
我们在跟神之间又连接起来。
And we will have a relationship with him.
这里说，我们若是说与神相交，却在黑暗里行，就是不行真理，就是说谎话不行真理。
And if we claim we have fellowship with him, yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在说光明中，神就我们就彼此相交。
If we walk in the light and he as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another.
这里看到我们能够行在光中，跟我们能够彼此相交有非常大的关系。
Here it shows us that there's a strong relationship between walking in the light and also having fellowship with one another.
主耶稣没有说过一句话说，我们要为他做什么。
Jesus never asked us to do anything for him.
但是主曾经说过，他说在约翰福音十三章三四三十五节，他说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。John 34
So he said that I will love you, and you shall also love one another in the same way. But if you love one another, then they will know that you are my disciple.
我们如何表现能够见证他呢？
How do we be a good testimony for him?
我们彼此相爱。
By loving one another.
众人就认出我们是他的门徒。
So the multitude will know that we are his disciple.
你知道彼此相爱是非常困难。
You know, it's very hard to love one another.
在过去，在旧约里面
，In the Old Testament,
他说旧约里面说你们要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
To love the God with all your heart, all your mind, and all of your will.
其次也相反，就是要爱人如己。
And also to love others as yourself.
但是当主耶稣来了以后。
But after when Jesus came,
他说他给我们一条新的命令,
he says he gave us a new commandment.
告诉我们要彼此相爱,
to love one another just as he loves us.
所以我们要如何彼此的相爱?
So how do we love one another?
你在约翰福音3章16节,
John chapter 3 verse 16.
那大部分弟兄姐妹都会背,
I think we could probably all memorize it.
神爱世人, 甚至将他的独生子赐给他们, 叫一切信他的人不至灭亡,
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son to us so that all who believe in him may have eternal life.
哇, 这句话我们太熟了。我们太熟悉这句话了。
So we're very familiar with this verse.
我们传福音也用这句话。
And we also share the gospel with this verse.
我们有时候我们信主也用这句话。
We also, when we trust the Lord, we also use this verse.
在约翰一书3章16节。
So,
First John 3 verse 16.
Before I mentioned the Gospel, John.
但现在我在提的约翰一书3章16节。So
it's now it's First John chapter 3 verse 16.
他说：“主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。”
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
弟兄姐妹,我们必须要,我们也应该是要彼此相爱。
Brothers and sisters, we should try to love one another.
但是我们怎么样彼此相爱呢?
But how do we love one another?
就好像主爱我们一样,
just as the Lord loves us,
主为我们舍命,
that he laid down his life for us.
那我就在其中思考。
So when I was meditating about this,
主怎么样为我们舍命, 我们就应该怎么样的相爱。
How the Lord laid down his life for us is the way we should love one another.
我们都会说我们要彼此相爱。
We can all say that we love one another.
当然我们不只是只说, 我们爱我们的弟兄或爱我们的姐妹。
We would not just say that we love our brothers or sisters.
也包括我们的, 妻子或丈夫,
including our husband and our wife.
或者我们的儿女,
or our children.
或我们的父母亲,
or our parents,
或我们的亲戚朋友,
or our relatives and friends.
告诉我们要彼此相爱, 像主爱我们一样,
that we should love one another just as the Lord loves us.
主如何爱我们?
How did the Lord love me?
自然之在,
we can just experience just a little bit.
所以我就跟弟兄姐妹交通我所体会那一点点。
So let me share with you just a little bit that I experienced.
主为我们舍命,
he laid down his life for us.
主的舍命是一个在顺服中的舍命。
His laying down of his life was done in obedience.
你知道主在这世上33年半, 他没有犯过罪。
You know that when the Lord was on earth for 33 and a half years, he did not sin.
他知道什么事情会发生。
He knows all the things that will happen.
他可以做所有的事情, 把这件事情, 可以不要发生。
He could do things to stop things from happening.
但他并没有。
But he did not.
他在那里等。
He waited.
他有一个时候。
He has a time.
他生下来, 他那个一个神的独生子, 他用他的身体里面, 他受了限制。
He was God's only begotten son, but yet he's limited when he's on earth.
他这个也不能做,
he cannot do this and he cannot do that.
他时候也没有到,
and because his time hasn't come yet, he could not do things.
他在那里等那个时候,
and he waited for that time.
所以他一直在那个顺服里面, 他舍弃他的生命,
and he waited in obedience and he gave up, laid down his life.
你记得主在科西玛尼园里面的祷告吗?
Do you remember our Lord's prayer in the Garden of Gethsemane?
主他自己说,
Our Lord said himself,
如果可以的话, 求神把他, 要上十字架的这件事情能够挪去。
He said, if it's possible, please take away this going up on the cross, just take this cup away.
但是不要照他的意思,
but it is not by his will,
照神的意思,
but by the will of the Father God.
他愿意神的旨意得成就。
He was willing to complete God's will.
神的舍命是一个顺服的舍命。
Our Lord's laying down of life was in obedience.
常常我们在等，在彼此相爱中，我们就失去那个等候的心。
A lot of times in loving one another, we forget, we lack this patience, and we don't wait.
我们就要照我们的意思最好。
We feel that it's best according to our will.
我常常在管教你的事情上面发生了很大的错误。
There are many things I did wrong in disciplining my children.
你只要照我的意思就对了。
You know, maybe by if it was according to what I wanted, then it would be right.
我记得有一次在跟小女儿做物理。
So once I was working on physics with my younger daughter.
真的那老师不会教那个办法真的是很不好。
So the teacher didn't explain it clearly, so she didn't understand.
我就想改她的方法。
So I wanted to change the way that change her the way she was thinking.
你知道我们，不知道我们，可能东方人比较聪明，我们用的办法非常好。
I don't want to see that the Asians are smarter, but we have a way.
所以我们的数学很好。
And we're good with math and science.
对不起啊，那个西方弟兄姐妹，对不起，说真的，我们真的很好。我们数学真的很好。
I just want to say that we're pretty good with math and science.
结果那一天我就跟他吵架。
So that day I was arguing with her.
我们做了三题就开始吵。
We did three problems and I was arguing with my daughter.
他说我们老师不是这样教。
So I said, she said, that's not what the teacher taught us.
我说你那老师实在是不怎么样。
And I was just telling her that I don't think your teacher is teaching it correctly.
所以我很生气，我就跑去睡觉了。
So I got upset and I left, went to go to sleep.
我不管他了。
So I said, forget it.
其实我还是蛮难过的。
I was a little upset. I was a little hurt.
可是第二天晚上我还是跟他做 office， 还是再继续做，因为第三天要教。
So the next the night after, I actually went back and worked with her on the problems because she needs to hand in her homework the day after.、
That. 我实在担心她做不出来，真的太多了。
So I was really worried that she would not be able to do her complete her homework.
所以我好好祷告，到底要怎么教她。
So I prayed to the Lord saying that how should I teach her?
就让她做她要做的。
The Lord says, let her do.However, she, the way she wants.
就很让我惊讶，一个小时她就做完了。
And after an hour, she was done.
那常常我们就在这，常常我们就在照我们的意思来做。
A lot of times we want to do things according to how we want things done.
我们不愿意顺服。
We don't want to obey.
我们总觉得我们自己最好。
We always feel that we're better.
我们也不要等。
And we don't want to wait.
因为我的方法一定最好。
Because my way is the best way.
但是神。主耶稣他所用的，他那个救赎就是在那个顺服之中。
But his salvation, his was done in obedience.
他自己就是那顺服的榜样。
He was the perfect example of obedience.
所以我们要彼此相爱，我们才应该彼此顺服。
When we want to love one another, we need to obey one another.
妻子丈夫之间能够好好彼此相爱。彼此顺服就能够彼此相爱。
And between husband and wife, we can, if we want to love one another, we need to obey one another.
因为主他就是这样子。
Because this is how the Lord shown us.
第二个，主的舍命，他是为主让我们得更丰盛生命的舍命。
His sacrificing of his life was so that we may receive life even more abundantly.
我们彼此相爱不是没有目的的。
When we love one another, it's not without a purpose.
我们彼此相爱必须要有牺牲啊。
When we love one another, there must be sacrifice.
主他自己就是那一颗麦子，一颗麦子如果不落在土里死了，就没有办法生出许多的麦子出来。
Our Lord Jesus is that kernel. If the kernel did not fall into the ground, it would not bear much fruit.
所以主的舍命乃是要生出那个许多的麦子。
His sacrificing of life was so that there could be more kernel fruitful.
所以许多的生命。跟他有一样的生命，那是因为他的受死，他的舍命。
There are a lot of lives that has the same life as his because of his sacrifice.
所以我们彼此相爱有一个目的，乃是为了要得着更多属于主的生命。
To love one another, the purpose so that we can have more who loves the Lord.
就像主他自己说，他来是要让人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
He said he came to this world so that we may receive life more abundantly.
如果我们彼此相爱没有得着那个更丰盛的生命，实在我们的相爱好像有点亏损。
And if we love one another but yet have not received this life, more abundant life, then it seems that we're a bit lacking.
这也是为什么有弟兄姐妹愿意摆上他自己，就为了要让人得生命。
That is why there are a lot of brothers and sisters who were willing to lay down themselves so that others may receive this life.
但是如果我们的生命不死去，我们没有办法得着那个生命。
But if our own life does not die, it's not possible for us to receive our Lord's life.
第三方面，实在主的舍命，他要带我们进入那个真理。其实就是主曾说过，如果他不去，圣灵就不会来。
And the third point is that his life is so that we may enter into the truth. If he does not go, then the Holy Spirit will not descend.
就是主为什么要去的原因。
And that is the reason why he must go.
他必须要上十字架。
He must go up on the cross.
要不然圣灵不会来。
Otherwise, the Holy Spirit would not come down.
如果圣灵不来，我们没有一个人有盼望。
If the Holy Spirit does not come, then none of us will have hope.
我们仍然不知道我们是谁。
We will continue to not know who we are.
所以圣灵来带领我们进入那个神他里面。
But the Holy Spirit came to bring us into Him, into Christ.
第三方面，第四方面。
And the fourth.
主要主的生命，主的受死，要让我们享受在神那荣耀的生命。
His death is so that we can enjoy the glorious life that is in Him.
你知道当主受死，在受死之前，他说：“时候到了，人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
For when he's dying, he said that it is time, and for it is time for the Son of Man to receive glory.
所以神的舍命还是让我们要进入那个荣耀里面。
His sacrificing of his life was so that we may enter into the glory.
同样的，我们彼此之间的交通，也是为着要一起的建造，一起的进入那荣耀里面。
And our fellowship is also so that we may be edified and also enter into His glory.
就进入到了神里面。
To enter into Him, our Lord.
第四方面。
The fourth point.
第五方面。
The fifth point.
主的舍命为主要荣耀神。
He sacrifices life so that God may be glorified.
我们不是要得人的荣耀，乃是要得神的荣耀。
We don't need man's glory, but we need God's glory.
你知道神主耶稣怎么说那些法利赛人吗？
Do you know what Jesus said about the Pharisees?
他说你们就是要得那个人的荣耀，你们不要得神的荣耀。
He said to them that you're looking for man's glory, but not God's glory.
我们在一起彼此相爱。
And we love one another.
我们不是为着我们自己。
Not for ourselves.
如果我们彼此相爱只是为着我们彼此间人的荣耀，那么我们就没有必要。
If we love one another just for our own sake, for our own glory, then there's really no need.
我们需要去荣耀那位爱我们的主。
We need to glorify our God.
在约翰一书里面还提到，我们要如何的相爱，在第二方面，第二个方法，第二地方。
And then in the second place, in 1 John, it talks about how we should love one another.
就是在约翰一书的四章八到十一节。
The second place is in 1 John chapter 4, 8 to 11.
我想我就把它简短提，就是不行，我把它列一遍。没有爱心的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心，我在此就显明了。不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。亲爱的弟兄啊，神既是这样爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we may live through Him. This is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another.
这里讲到神差他的独生子。
Here it says that God sent His only one and only Son.
或许是很容易的一句话。
It sounds like a simple action.
如果我们再读一点圣经的时候,
if we read the Bible,
在一些地方提到是神离弃了他独生子。
In other places it says that God forsaken His one and only Son.
比如说在诗篇的22章第一节。
In Psalm 22, verse 1,
神离弃他的独生子,
God forsaken His one and only Son.
说真的,我没有办法体会这件事情。
It's hard for me to understand that.
一个人都没有办法离弃他的,我们人都没有办法离弃我们的儿子,神怎么没有办法离弃他的独生子?
When man cannot even forsaken His own Son, how can God forsaken His?
你知道, 我们在服侍的时候,有时候我们会有些地方的难处,有许多的难处。
You know, when we serve, there's some difficulty sometimes.
我们举一个例子来说,
for example,
你知道那个, 我们聚会完毕,我们小孩子不去唱诗歌吗?
So after the Lord's table, the children go to sing hymns.
大小孩还好。
It's okay. All the children's are okay.
你知道碰到那个小小孩，那个越小的越就是一刚出生到两岁吧。The
younger children, the infants and the babies.
如果有机会，或者大家都晓得，你机会你去那看那个唱歌的那个时间里面。If
you have the opportunity, you can go take a look at the hymn time.
那父母比小孩子还多。There
are more parents than children.
一个小孩子，一个 baby 可以有。 爸爸妈妈都在那边。
There's one baby, but there's the mother and father there.
如果他祖父母、祖母、姥姥、爷爷都来的话，可能四个大人、六个大人才一个 baby.
So if the parent, the grandparents, or the other relatives is there, the whole family may be there.
所以你知道，有时候会造成很大的困扰。So
sometimes it's a little hard.
这个老师实在没有办法教。And
it's hard for the Sunday school teachers to teach.
因为 那些小孩子的眼光都盯着父母亲了。Because
the children are all looking at their parents.
那父母亲的眼光盯着那小孩。And
the teachers are looking at the children.
有的时候这个父母亲把小孩子放在那边。Sometimes
the parents leave the children there.
他离开。And
when they leave.
不要一分钟又跑回来看。And
then they come back like in 5 minutes or a minute.
有的父母亲实在不愿意离开。Some
parents don't even want to leave.
这就是我们人的天性。This is
what we're like.
但是神离弃他的独生子,
but for God to forsake His Son,
为着我们这些人,
for our sake,
和他没有关系的人,
people who doesn't even have a relationship with Him,
甚至是和他敌对的人,
or even people who are His enemy,
我们常常抵挡他,
we're often against Him.
如果照神来看, 我们这些人根本就不值得, 他做什么事情?
You know, in His eyes, we're probably not worth doing anything for.
就他竟然把他的那位儿子为我们钉在十字架上。But
yet, He gave up His only Son to be nailed to the cross.
我们彼此相爱要像神爱我们一样。We
love one another as He loves us.
我不知道怎么做。I
don't know how to do it.
但是如果 我们把我们自己所心爱的看得比神还重,
but if we look at the things that we love and make it more important than God,
如果我们把我们所心爱的看得比弟兄姐妹还重,
if we make the things we love more important than brothers and sisters,
我们如何在这神的爱里面得着完全?
How do we become complete in His love?
我不是叫弟兄姐妹我们要离弃我们的儿女。I'm
not saying that we should forsake our children.
我只是要说神是为着我们舍弃他的独生子。I just
want to say that God forsake His Son for us.
当我们彼此相爱的时候,
so when we love one another,
我们在求主也帮助我们。We
truly want to ask the Lord to help us.
我们在他的爱里面知道应该要怎么做。
so that we can know what to do in His love.
你知道我们不过是神的养子，神接纳我们。
You know that we're His adopted son. He's accepted us.
在人来讲，养子养母实养女实在是没有什么地位。
Probably in people's eyes, most people's eyes, adopted children aren't the same as their own children.
但是主耶稣当在最后的祷告，上十字架之前最后的祷告里面，他说：“神爱我们，像爱他一样。”
In our Lord's last prayer, he said that God loves us just like God loves him.
神爱我们就像爱他的独生儿子一样。
God loves us just like he loves his only begotten son.
神就这样子爱我们。
And that is how God loves us.
我们应该这样子彼此相爱。
And therefore we should love one another in this way.
我们怎么知道我们有彼此相爱呢？
How do we know we have loved one another?
在五章二第二节第三节里面，他说
，In chapter 5 verse 2 and 3 it says,
我们若爱神又遵守他的诫命，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。我们遵守神的诫命，这就是爱他了，并且他的诫命不是难守的。
This is how we know that we love the children of God by loving God and carrying out His commands. This is love for God and to obey His command, and His commands are not burdensome.
我们如果爱神，没有遵守他的诫命，我们就知道我们爱神的人。
If we love God and we love the children of God by carrying out His commandments,
我们遵守神的诫命就是爱神。
If we carry out His commands, that is how we love Him.
我实在这么多年来，我实在觉得有一件事情是我可能我们有常常有的亏欠。
I feel there's a lot of times that I lack.
我们对神的话认识的太少。
I feel that we don't really know God's word.
神没并没有一直叫我们要建立那个律法。
God didn't want us to have the commandments.
但是神实在用着他的圣灵在里面对我们说话。
But God's really speaking to us using His Holy Spirit.
就好像约翰一书里面常常提到的。那个起初，我们从起初所听见的。
Just like the first John says that in the beginning we heard. That was
神用着圣灵对我们说话，这成为我们在我们身上仿佛就是那个命令一样。
So the Holy Spirit speaking in us is as if it's like a commandment.
我们不需要人的教导。
We don't need man's teaching.
神在里面自然，圣灵在里面自然会光照我们，会教导我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us, will shine His light in us.
但是我们实在也必须要熟悉神的话。
But we must be familiar, understand and be familiar with His word.
如果我们不熟悉他的话，我们怎么知道他到底他的心意是什么？
If we're not familiar and understand His word, how do we know what His heart is?
当我们在一起聚集的时候，
when we're gathered together,
当我们彼此有相交通的时候，
when we have fellowship with each other,
到底我们在说些什么？
What are we talking about?
或者我们是不是有抓那个机会？
Or do we take the opportunity?
我们礼拜三有这姐妹的查经。
On Wednesday night there's a sisters meeting.
礼拜二有祷告聚会。
And on Friday there's a prayer meeting.
礼拜五有查经聚会。
And then Friday there's a Bible study meeting.
礼拜六有时候我们有些聚会查经。
On Saturday there's some other meeting.
读神的话。
Or maybe reading the
word. 我们礼拜天有擘饼。
And on Sunday we have the Lord's table.
有交通。
And we have fellowship here.
有成人主日学。
We have the adult Sunday school.
然后我们还有爱宴。
And then we have the love banquet.
在这些聚会里面。
But in all these meetings.
到底我们得着多少神的话。
How much have we received God's word?
我们是不是真的珍惜神的话。
Do we truly consider His word precious?
我们神告诉我们说，我们怎么知道爱他呢？因为我们遵守他的命令。
He says that he knows how we know we love him because we obey his commands.
我们需要神的话在我们里面。
We need his word in our heart.
我们要求圣灵也帮助我们，常常和我们有交通，然后让我们这个交通和他是没有间断。
And we ask the Holy Spirit to help us so that we can have a continuous fellowship with him.
昨天早上我在思考的时候，我收到一个台湾一个弟兄的 email.
So yesterday morning when I was meditating, I received this email from this brother from Taiwan.
他在那个短文里面也提到了一些，他说 今天魔鬼他实在没有办法做什么。
And he says, he just mentions that today Satan cannot do anything.
实际上就像约翰一书里面讲的，我们是我们的用我们的信心，我们可以战胜。
Just like in 1 John, it says that we can overcome by our faith.
我们接受神的见证。
We can receive His testimony.
有血属的主耶稣的救赎。
And there's the blood that's the salvation of Christ.
有水是神的生命，主耶稣的生命。
And the water is the life of Christ.
我们有圣灵在我们里面，成我们的凭据，成我们的力量的来源的帮助。
And there's the Holy Spirit in us becomes our testimony, our helper, and our strength.
今天那个恶者，他能够做一件事情。
And Satan today, he can do the evil one. He can do one thing today.
他不怕我们在一起聚会。
He's not afraid that we're gathering here.
不怕我们读经。
He's not afraid that we can read the Bible.
但是他怕我们有交通有，哎，那不是什么？他不怕我们有服事。
He's not afraid that we have service.
因为，但是他能够做一，能够他能够只能够做一件事情。
He's only able to do one thing.
他让我们非常的忙碌。
He causes us to be busybodies, to be very.
你说，那我们在忙碌里面，我们就忘记了跟神有交通。
So in all of our busyness, we forget to have fellowship with the Lord.
我们也忘记了彼此间的交通。
And we also forget to have fellowship with one another.
你知道那个中国人那个忙那个字
？You know the in Chinese the word for busyness.
当然，在繁体字，它这个右边是心。
On the left is the heart, the word for heart.
左边是一个王，死亡的王。
And on the right hand side is death.
这就是人的忙。
This is what is busyness.
当我们一忙了以后，我们的心就死了。
When we're busy, our heart is dead.
也就是说，我们跟神之间的交通就中断了。
And our fellowship with God has been severed.
如果我们今天太忙，忙到我们没有办法读圣经。
If we're so busy to such extent that we cannot read His word,
没有办法聚会
，or cannot meet.
甚至于没有办法祷告
，or even cannot pray，
那我们真的太忙了。
Then we're really busy。
我们实在需要常常坐下来，我们常常需要回到神的面前。
In those times, we really need to sit down and come back to Him。
如果在英文里面讲 busy 这个字
，in English we talk about busy，
他就是说他是 being under Satan's yoke。
There's an acronym for that。It's, you know, people call it being under Satan's yoke.
就是忙就是在撒旦的那个下面。
It's to be under Satan's yoke.
我们今天是不是太忙？
Are we too busy today?
我们说我们失去了交通。
Have we forgot our fellowship with the Lord?
我记得我们。以前服侍的时候还可以打打电话，这个弟兄姐妹怎么样？那个弟兄姐妹怎么样？通知用电话打电话。
I know in the past we used to call up one another saying, "Oh, we need this person to serve here and there."
然后我们今天就 email.
And then today we email.
我们甚至 automatic email.
And up to a point where we have automated email.
我们设定了电脑里面设定的每天礼拜四早上凌晨12点，所有的 email 送出去了，提醒大家明天要查经。
And there's automated email saying that on Thursday morning at midnight saying that there's a study tomorrow.
所以我们非常的省事。
So it's very easy for us.
可是我们失去了交通。
But we miss out on the fellowship.
我们求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
实在在他的交通是没有中断。
So that there is no stop, there is no gap in our fellowship with Him.
我们彼此之间的交通没有中断。
And that there is no gap with the fellowship amongst ourselves.
我们和我们的家人之间的交通没有中断。
And there is no gap, there is no stop between our fellowship amongst the family and friends.
我们甚至也可以和还没有信主的朋友之间的交通没有中断。
And may there not be any stops between us and people who have not come to know the Lord.
教会的服事不应该只中断我们跟神之间的交通。
The service at church should not stop our fellowship.
我们必须一起成为神的见证。
We all need to be His testimony.
因为主的交通常常与我们同在。
Because His fellowship is always with us.
圣灵里面的安慰也和我们，基督里面安慰也常与我们同在。
And Christ's comfort is always with us.
愿神的恩典跟怜悯。 常常与我们同在。
And may His grace and His blessings always be with us.
好不好？我们一起有一个祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，我们要仰望在你的面前。
Lord, we truly need to look to you.
如果你察觉我们，我们有一个人能够在你面前站立得住。
Examine us, and that we may stand before you.
但是我们感谢主，你是这么的爱我们。
But thank the Lord that you love us.
主，你爱我们就好像神爱你一样。
You love us just like the Lord loves you.
主，神爱我们就好像神爱你一样。
God loves us just like He loves you.
主啊，继续的恩待我们。
May you continue to be gracious to us.
在新的一年里面，再让我们成为那等候主你再来的人。
In this new year, may we wait for your coming.
我们也能够成为那个催促主你再来的人。
And may we be the one that hurries your coming.
我们愿你的名得着荣耀。
May your name be glorified.
因为只有你是配的。
For you're only you are worthy of it.
我们祷告仰望，感谢靠主耶稣基督圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen.
谢谢。